Governor Deval Patrick's fiscal year 2013 to 2017 capital investment plan calls for billions of public dollars to be invested in transportation, housing, higher education, and infrastructure to boost long-term economic development. Scott Jordan, Assistant Secretary for the Office of Administration and Finance, said that starting this year, the plan will call for continued investment in the state's public colleges.
This year in particular, we focused on community colleges and have announced five new projects for community colleges. And by next year, every higher ed campus in the Commonwealth will have seen at least one new construction project.
As an example, already announced for Berkshire Community College was $21 million for campus renovations. Last week, $298 million was announced for the state's community colleges. $607 million was announced for the UMass system alone, with UMass Amherst receiving $85 million to help construct a new building for the physical sciences. Steve Goodwin, Dean of the College of Natural Sciences at UMass Amherst, says that the demand for science education is up, with the admissions to the College of Natural Sciences up 8%. Goodwin said that the investment in science programs at public colleges plays a key role in economic development.
It leads to entrepreneurship, innovation, new economic development, and the sciences are an important part of the driver. So the governor's commitment last week to the new physical sciences building is a really integral part of what we're trying to do here.
Goodwin mentioned education in clean energy as an important new area of study. Also included in the five-year plan is $200 million for Chapter 90 funding, which provides communities the resources to make repairs to their roads and bridges. 4th Berkshire District State Representative William Smitty Pignatelli said that the Chapter 90 amount for fiscal year 2013 is the same as last year, which was an improvement over the year before. However, he mentioned that $300 million would be a more adequate amount. Pignatelli said that regardless of the amount, the approval process for projects need to be streamlined.
I think the most important thing that the governor and the legislature need to do is, whether it's $200 or $300 million, is get it approved in a timely way. We're still dealing. I just read an email this morning from the governor's office that they have finally got the terms and conditions of the $200 million that we voted on 4 months ago approved. So now cities and towns can be reimbursed. This has to happen in the early spring so we don't lose an entire construction season.
Pignatelli did call the Chapter 90 aid a lifeline and that many of the rural roads in his district are in deplorable shape. In the future, he said he'd like the Commonwealth to be more creative with funding for local infrastructure repairs. Also included in the governor's investment plan is $180 million for public housing, $55 million for investment in the life sciences, $41.8 million for construction of public libraries, and $14.6 million towards IT improvements in healthcare cost containment measures. Scott Jordan says that it's important that the plan bring improvements to all areas of Massachusetts while remaining affordable.
We're working very hard to walk that fine line between investing at the right level statewide and not borrowing too much money and being fiscally prudent.
More details on the plan are linked to our website at WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.